All right, everybody. Happy or unhappy Wednesday. And welcome to the Unhappy Gilmore Show, brought to you by Green Legion Radio and not by DB Cooper and Hidden Valley Ranch this week. Lou, I can see your comment, so I think we're good to go there. At some point, I'm going to figure out how to get music in here so I can take a break or two and not bore you to death with just silence. Once that happens, I'll probably end up getting kicked off of Facebook. So, I mean, everybody, you know, you go where you're comfortable. I would just tell you to, you know, if you can, try to migrate over to YouTube. It's a little bit better. But again, like by all means, you do what makes you comfortable. Last week we got a little hijacked and we went way off the rails. I can tell you, I still had a blast, all 2.5 hours of it, with Quimby and Sam and Lou, Lewis, who joined in as well. This week doesn't look like we're going to have that. Sam is not with, not in the background with me tonight. I'm officially, on my own this evening. So bear with me again. Lou, YouTube isn't nice to me. I can tell you, the best thing that's happened to me over the past week is my air conditioning's fixed. You know, no more sauna, no more just dying up here in the heat. As I said, a week or like last week or the week before, I do this show and I go into Right on Cue from my room in the house, which is upstairs, and with no AC, and it got real hot here for a couple of different stretches. So it was pretty brutal. I know a couple of you like to give me crap about drinking water, but it was definitely necessary. So listen, you know, I don't have a whole lot for tonight. I'm going to start off on something that's, you know, and I'm sure it's on everybody's mind. And as far as the room goes, you know, I'll keep paying attention there, but, you guys are going to need to let me run on this one a little bit. That shooting in Texas. So I'm going to talk to you as a parent. I have 3 kids. They are ages 15. He'll be 15 on Friday. My middle will be 12 at the beginning of August, and baby girl just turned 9. I grew up in Connecticut, as I mentioned on my first show, about 25 minutes from where that Sandy Hook disaster took place almost 10 years ago now. And here we are. Yesterday we had yet another mass shooting at a school, and not just any school, another damn elementary school. 500, I think the number has 530 something or 40 something kids, grades 2 through 4. And this piece of shit decided to storm his way into the building. He got past, you know, what we call them here, resource officer. They are an armed policeman, but, you know, apparently this guy in Texas, he got past that guy. He also got around 2 other police officers. What is the name of the town? Uvalde, Texas. It's about 80 to 90 miles west of San Antonio. A lot of immigration traffic, and it's a heavy Latino community. You know, he apparently this kid, and I'm not gonna mention his name because I don't want to give him his 15 minutes of fame here. Apparently, this kid was on a social media app and had began speaking with a 15-year-old girl in Europe and was telling her things that he was acquiring and things that he was going to do. You know, Monday he told her that he got a bunch of ammunition, and that the ammunition would explode once it was shot inside someone. She asked, apparently asked what he intended to do, and he told her to be patient. It's a surprise. So I don't know who she told at the time. It obviously didn't get to where it needed to go to prevent this from happening. He took pictures of the guns and posted those. He crashed his car before entering the elementary school. Don't really know why or what happened there. It might have been a diversion. But apparently he got, when he exited the vehicle, he was wearing the vest and had the weapon. He gets past the resource officer and two other city cops and begins to open fire on babies. On babies. For anyone watching who is also a parent, they're just babies. I don't care if they're 15, 18, they're still just babies. These kids were 7, 8, 10 years old. Two teachers also gunned down before the chicken shit. Finally, he ends up with the, I guess you call it suicide by cop, right? He wasn't going to come out willingly. He shot at and hit officers as well, wounded officers. And they finally ended it by taking his life. Probably would have taken his own. How many more instances like this does there need to be? I know Quimby put up a post today, and I know a lot of people were commenting on it. I commented on it as well. The thought of pulling my kids out of school and homeschooling them at night, that's been in the back of my head for quite a while. And every time something like this happens, it doesn't help that line of thinking. I don't think that's healthy for a kid either. I think they need to be around other kids. But at what risk? I think to Quimby's point on his post, he was, so what's the solution? Everybody's in an outrage over it, of course. But what's the solution? You want something done, what's the solution? I don't think you're ever going to be able to stop crazy people from acquiring weapons and going out and doing bad things. I think that ship has sailed. Trying to control it from that end of things is just not going to work. I think it has to be the school is locked down. Nobody gets in, nobody gets out, not without, metal detection and some sort of pat down or whatever outside the front door. They don't get in the door. Even then, does that really stop it? The resource officers are great. The ones that have always been at my kids' schools are always very nice. They're always very attentive. I've watched them at school functions and whatnot, and they are doing their job. But if some nut comes walking in with an automatic rifle, one guy is sometimes not enough. In this case, there were three that this kid apparently got around. And then there's all this shit that I saw where he might have been transgender, all of this stuff. Look, I can't, all right? Is he crazy? Yeah, he's crazy. Of course he's crazy. He went into an elementary school and gunned down 19 children and two teachers. Of course he's crazy. But I think there's different levels of crazy, right? Like there's crazy where, the guy thinks that a soccer ball is talking to him, kind of like Castaway, right? Or a volleyball is talking to him. There's that level of crazy. And then there's crazy like this schmuck. My comment on Quimby's post, there was a question sent back to me, why do you think people are acting this way? And my thing is, I don't think we give them enough to fear. I don't think that there's enough there. Even if they get arrested, you're talking about sitting on death row for 20 to 30 years with all the appeals processes and whatnot. I don't know why that is, but I would tell you that's something that needs to change. I think the punishment needs to be more vicious. And I'm not even trying to be kidding here, and I'm going to get to the room in just a second, but I'm not even trying to be like in a joking manner here. I wish that they would bring back the guillotine. If you've looked into the guillotine, this is that contraption where they put it in the middle of like the town square and they put the guy's head in it. And the big metal blade would come flying down from I don't know how many feet up and sever the person's head. But there's more to it than that. The head would sever so quickly, and I don't want to be too dark here, that the nerve endings and stuff didn't have time to shut down. So the executioner would then grab the hair and pick up the head and let the eyes still be able to see its own headless body. So that's the last image this person sees, is his own headless body. That level of punishment, I think, is what's necessary. And maybe that'll scare some things off. I don't know what the answer is. What I do know is that the schools have to be guarded better. All right. It's not just the resource officer's fault. Okay. That we need better security at the school. I'm not even talking about just people wise, talking about guarding the school itself with some sort of metal detection gate, whatever. I understand that may scare and intimidate some of the kids. The alternative is a lot worse, as we're finding out on a pretty frequent enough fucking basis here. And me as a parent, I've had enough. All right, let me get to the room here. It just shakes me up a little bit, so I'm sorry if I'm being a little dark. But Russ, I don't care what side of the aisle you stand on, Republican, Democrat, just fix this. That's exactly it. I honestly don't care. I think I put that on Chris. Chris Sack posted about this last night too. I do not care if it was Obama with his, you know, and I found him to be incredibly weak as a president, whether it was Trump and his big fucking mouth, or whether it's this dunt-to-dunt that's in office now, I don't care. Whoever's the president and their legislation and whoever's in Congress, you all need to figure out how to protect our kids. Fix it. Don't care what side of the fence you're on. Couldn't agree more. Teacher needs to have her name retired and hung as a jersey in San Antonio. That's, yeah, you know, I mean, did anybody see Steve Kerr's interview? If you haven't, I recommend you go and watch that. He's pretty much saying a lot of the same stuff we are, that this enough is enough. We're tired of having to give thoughts and prayers for people all the time because nobody can protect this shit. Open fire on kids that haven't started their life yet. Exactly. Some point, I'm getting tired. I didn't know how to cope. Chuck, coming into this late. Nah, you're not late, man. We're just getting started here. I mean, for God's sake, last week, 15 minutes in, you'd have been early. multi-level problem, mental health, and the legislation. Yeah, I agree, mental health. And again, but I think that's when you have to go look at classifying crazy people. Okay, we all know that this guy was nuts. But you can't classify him the same way as you would someone that just kind of, you know, talks to playing cards or whatever. You know, it's just not the same. Resource officers are generally outgunned. They have a handgun and they are coming in tech. It's exactly what I said before, Russ. You know, the resource officers are great, but, you know, somebody walks in with an automatic weapon and they are immediately at a disadvantage, which is why you need more security at the front of the building. Getting the rich get richer as we get screwed. Well, that's kind of, you know, that's nothing new. Lou, I remember your quote on Q's post, fear is a factor that will deter these evil pricks. Yeah, I think you have to give them something to fear. You know, and like I said, you're never going to stop crazy people, you know, or whatever, maniacs, from acquiring weapons and going out and hurting somebody. So you have to go a step further, and you got to scare them away from, try to scare them away from doing this kind of shit. You know, this is an 18-year-old kid who felt comfortable, you know, felt like this was the right thing to do. Obviously, he's nuts. You got to deter it. And you do that with better security at the buildings, and you do that with harsher punishment. You know, these people can't keep sitting on it. Look, the school is just one area where I think people are kept alive for what? This is going to sound harsh, you know, if it offends anyone, yeah, oh well. Look, it's not like these guys are out there planting trees to replace all the good air they're taking from the rest of us, okay? They're crazy people. They're committing these crimes, whether it's a serial killer or a mass shooting at a school, or, you know, you get serial, you know, other types of crimes. I don't know exactly what kind of words I'm allowed to say on here, so I'm going to be a little careful. The punishments need to be more harsh. Eye for an eye. If you know, if somebody stabs someone to death, let them get stabbed to death. I mean, I don't see the problem. Pedophiles should face the harshest penalties, and people who murder kids. I almost lost it right at the beginning of this. But you know, when you are a parent and you see things like this happen, no parent should ever have to bury their child. And I know that when, as people age, some things come into play, heart disease, cancer, or whatnot, but no parent should ever have to bury their child, and particularly at such a young, fragile age. It rips your heart out, and it rips your heart out, and it pisses you off at the same time. Like, yeah, you go, so you walk into a school full of little kids, like you're Big Billy Badass with this gun. You know, I wonder if, you know, so Russ, Keenan, Lou, Chuck, you know, I wonder if that some bitch would come walking into that building, act like Billy Badass, if we were sitting in that classroom. You know, I tend to doubt it. I think they do shit like this because they're cowards, and they know that they can. They know that they're going to be successful with what they're setting out to do. Whereas if they tried to attack grown men, likelihood, you know, they'd probably, you know, it'd be limited success like they had with the police officers. But for the most part, you know, it wouldn't go down the way that they would want it to go down. It makes me sick. The whole thing makes me sick. It should make everybody sick. Carrying with that, we can't just thoughts and prayers to this and only be offended when something happens. We have to be vocal and, you know, wanting and pushing for change with this sort of stuff all the time. Let me get to the room here for a minute. Billionaire kids are well protected, unfortunately. What I hate is people are like, pray for whatever city or school. And no, go and vote. That is how you change. And that's what I'm saying, Russ. You know, it can't just be when something like this happens. You have got to get out. You've got to vote. And even more than that, there's usually always town halls and things like that where you can go and have your voice heard. I mean, I can't sit here and promise you that anything's going to change or that they'll even care. But you can go and get your voice heard. You're not just sitting on your hands waiting for the next thing to happen. And then, you know, hashtag thoughts and prayers. We all need to be better than that. And it's myself included. We all get wrapped up in our day-to-day lives, you know, daily rat race, work. So, you know, if somebody's in school, kids, sports, podcasts, and sometimes it's real easy to just kind of things just kind of go by the wayside. But, you know, this is happening too much. And these kids are little and they can't defend themselves. And it's on us as adults to try to affect the change that they can't. And sooner or later, enough of us have to stop taking no for an answer or stop just being swatted away with, we're putting together a comprehensive plan. Oh, fuck you. I want action and I want to see it. I don't want to hear you talk about it, you know, in front of a teleprompter and then run back to your basement to hide. I think we all know who I'm attacking there. Kenan, me and 6R would welcome him with Swiss trigger feet. Agreed. Like I said, guy's breathing up too much. You know, he's breathing up too much good air. Everyone like that. Once they're found guilty, no appeals, nothing. It's over. Take them from there straight to the chair, straight in front of a firing squad. Bring back the guillotine, or whatever, and just end it. Be done with it. Russ over on YouTube, other countries around the world are laughing at us because we can't protect our kids. That's one reason why they're laughing at us. Yeah. Another reason why they're laughing at us is the dunt the dunt that we elected. Why can almost every other industrial stop this but us? Yeah. Chuck, if it was that easy, I agree, man. It's not. None of it's easy. But that's where you can't give up, though, right? You have to keep at it. Yeah, and that's myself included. I know the school district here will hold town halls every Thursday night, and I need to probably make more of a point to get over there and at least let my voice be heard, you know. Not just in the wake of this tragedy, but, you know, overall. And I encourage everyone else to do the same. It's the only way you got to make noise. Everybody's got to make noise in a positive way. So, like I said, I was going to run on that for a while. That's been on my mind. I mean, really, since I heard about it, I'm sure it's been on all of your minds too. It's not an easy topic to discuss. 10 years ago, I was, you know, living here in Ohio, and a friend of mine came into our office and said, "Hey, did you hear about the school shooting?" And I said, "No, what happened?" And he had said that a bunch of kids were gunned down at an elementary school. I said, "Oh my God, where?" And he said, "Connecticut." And my heart just plummeted. I mean, it's already horrific. But then when you hear the state you're from, and I remember screaming at him, "What town?" And he didn't know. So I was frantically trying to get a hold of my brothers and my cousin and stuff. And then the news broke that it was Sandy Hook in the middle of the state there, about 25 minutes from where my friends and family are at. And that was, that was god awful, just terrible. Lou on Facebook, here's one that doesn't involve the government. Stand up to bullies that prey on the weak. Here's what I think most people don't do, and I was guilty when I was younger. Talk to these people, ask if they're okay, and show you care. Worst offense, that's obvious. They can talk to your child when there's obviously something off. Love conquers all. That said, my heart hurts today for everyone that suffered this horrible tragedy. It's pretty well said, man. You know, that's if you read about it there's articles and stuff that you can look up that say that they can detect a person as a sociopath I think as early as 5 years old. Now, I don't know what the hell you would do about it at 5 years old. Obviously monitor the situation pretty closely. But if you can detect it that early, you'd think you could detect it in an 18-year-old. But then there's the, you know, if you look at some of the area where this one, where this particular incident happened, it's not like they have the resources or could his family afford that sort of thing. Probably not. You know, and I think that's another problem is some of these folks are turning into this sort of human based on what they see, what they're raised around, what they're forced to go through as kids. They don't know any other way or a real true definition of right from wrong. Now, obviously, you know, it's wrong to go and shoot people, but, you know, I think that kind of sociopathic behavior can be bred into someone based on their surroundings as a kid. And some of these areas, I mean, hell, who am I telling? Take a look around Philadelphia. You know, there's plenty of that going on there. Every major city. You know, it happens right here in Cincinnati. It, you know, obviously New York. My hometown of Bridgeport, Connecticut, the East Side, has been a war zone for a long time. I was born in an area called Whiskey Hill. That can be a little unkind as well. It happens everywhere. So it's in no way making excuses, but I think it's part of the problem is that these more impoverished areas where these folks grow up knowing nothing but violence, it just breeds more violence until you get a situation like this where someone is just completely psychotic and they go and they do something absolutely horrible. Again, back to the kid. And like I said, I'm not going to say his name. I wrote it down just to make sure that I wouldn't slip up and say it. But that, you know, this some, I don't know if they were fake pictures or whatever. Where he was wearing a skirt. I read some stuff back and forth earlier today where, you know, that those pictures were there, but then they were taken down as possibly being fake or something. Hey, look, oh, the kid, he shot his grandmother before he went and did this. I mean, it's obviously something was way, way off with this kid. And how someone closer to him didn't detect it and throw up some sort of flag about it is beyond me. So I think everyone that's commenting here and, you know, every week, all of you are absolutely awesome. You know, you come in here, you hang with me. Last week we got hijacked. It was the hijacked Gilmore show brought to you by DB Cooper and Hidden Valley Ranch. But you all come in here and you hang out and you comment and you banter with me and with us when we're, you know, when Sam's here or Quimby's here. And all of you always add, you add great content to the show. And tonight is no different. I know we're talking about something a lot more serious here. And, you know, it's not anything anybody wants to talk about, but I think it's something that has to get off. I know it's something that has to get off my chest. I'm hoping I'm giving you all some sort of outlet to get it off of yours as well. And just how you feel about it and, you know, what you think should be done. And you're all, you know, all of you are in here, you know, giving your thoughts, giving your opinions. And that's exactly what this is all about, right? I'm not here to just be a talking head. I want to hear from everyone. In the next couple of weeks, I'm going to try to post that StreamYard link. So if anybody wanted to join in and be on here with me, you'd be able to do that. That's how I was joining in right on cue for the first probably month or two that he was on there with his show. It's really simple. The link will pop up in the comments. You click on that, takes you to another page. And then it asks you to put in kind of a name. It wants to test your microphone and your speak and your, and your camera, and then you just click enter studio, and then I bring you in whenever the hell I feel like it. So it really is that simple. Green Legion's great, man. They've really made this this very interactive and very simple to use. You know, setting up this show and getting in here running it, Sam was able to walk me through it really, really quick and easy. She gave me kind of a little piece of it every single week, to the point now where I did have to have her set it up tonight because I was stuck in traffic coming home and I had a 4:30 phone call to get on. But I mean, setting up the show and everything's wicked easy with this. They've made it very, very interactive and fun and easy to use. So, you know, no surprises there. I don't know if anybody caught John Gruden's hearing today. I didn't get a chance to see much of what went on. Let me stop here for just a second. Keenan, you want to make change? All of us middle-class folk need to stick together and take over. Won't happen. The upper class gives us bigger. It's true. You know, no matter who, both the funny part of elections is both sides try to say that they're going to do all these wonderful things for the middle class. And it's usually us that gets bent over the most. So, you know, you really, truly are voting for who you think is going to be the lesser of evils. But anyways, I don't want to get into a whole political thing over this. I've pretty much said what I felt I needed to say. By all means, keep commenting. If I, you know, if we want to get back into it, I will. I was going to move on here and that sir is sad. Yeah, it is sad. I don't know if anybody caught Gruden's hearing today. I guess it was pretty short. I didn't get a chance to look at much of it. The judge denied the NFL's motion to dismiss. So his case is going to go to arbitration. It is going to be heard. I guess the crux of it is he's saying he should not be in trouble for emails and whatnot and conversations that he had before he was an NFL coach. So we'll see where that goes. I have heard from other folks, and I've listened to a lot of sports talk for people who have met with Gruden and whatnot. Apparently he, which I don't really know how surprising it is. Apparently he tends to, Gruden likes to throw a few back, and he very much will end up with diarrhea of the mouth. So when all of this, when all of the correspondence with the emails and stuff came out, a lot of the folks, there wasn't anybody all that surprised by what was in the emails and what was said. It was more of a surprise that the emails actually leaked. And again, that all stemmed from the sexual harassment investigation into the Redskins. And that's where they came back and they got Gruden on the other end of that. Where's the Gruden simulcast? Like Jimmy the Greek. Very good. Like Jimmy the Greek. There's a reference. Speaking of reference, I keep saying DB Cooper, Keenan, is it you that keeps telling me that nobody knows who DB Cooper is? I find that kind of hard to believe. It's I guess, you know, younger crowd probably wouldn't know who he is, but I thought it was a funny way to describe what happened last week. But yeah, so Gruden apparently is a huge loudmouth. He likes to throw his drinks back. And can get pretty loose-lipped. Yeah, Jimmy the Greek. So I don't know. We'll see where that goes. He may very well be right. Maybe he shouldn't be held accountable for stuff when he wasn't an employee of any NFL team. Who the hell knows? Along with the NFL, we also had the HBO special. I think it's Inside the NFL, where they talked about the Deshaun Watson stuff that's going on. They interviewed a couple of the girls Did anybody, I don't know if anybody caught any of that. If you haven't, you really need to look into this. He would schedule, I think he had scheduled some 100 massages at a time, like over a certain amount of time. I mean, it's pretty graphic. You know, I don't, again, and I want to be careful what I say here because I'm not really sure what I'm allowed to say. So, Russ, it's you with the nobody knows who DB Cooper is. No. Got it. But yeah, Deshaun Watson. So, I mean, after that last night, I mean, these girls, you know, descriptive. Apparently, he would come in. You know, he's going to their home. In a lot of these instances, and they're providing the towels and stuff, and he would basically like just grab, you know, like a piece of paper size towel and put it over his junk. And this was how he wanted to cover himself up while he was getting a massage from these girls. Pretty sick guy. And you got to wonder how far back this goes. I wonder if Dabo Sweeney and Clemson there was covering up a lot of stuff in South Carolina because the kid was such a superstar for him. And then he gets to Houston and it just becomes too much. Russ, if the Washington Commanders move into a new stadium and they are not good, would the new stadium get the nickname Cum Dumpster? Yes! I like it already. Matter of fact, I think you should call it that right now. I don't think we should wait for a new stadium. That stadium, their current hellhole should just be called the Cum Dumpster, right? I think that's perfect. So I also got this picture. I sent this to Quimby last night. Let me find it. Right there. And now I need therapy. I called that the Carson Wentz. Action figure complete with French fried muff. So looking forward to that game at the Cum Dumpster this year. I wish I was there in Philly and I could take the trip down with everybody, but looks like I may try to get to Indianapolis instead. It's only an hour and a half from here. Back to Deshaun Watson. You have to wonder, right? I mean, he's got 22 different women that are accusing him of this, right? Now, it's not a criminal case. It's a civil, they're all civil cases, but it's not a class action either. They're all individual civil cases. He's going to have to face the music on each one. If this can't have just started in Houston, right? I mean, I wonder if the Texans were keeping a bunch of it under wraps until he started bitching that he wanted out. And then they're like, oh, well, the hell with you. We'll just blow the lid off this and you can deal with it. But it couldn't have just started in Houston. That kind of behavior doesn't just like all of a sudden start. This had to be something that was going on for, I think it was before Houston. I think this had to be going on when he was in college too. And I'll bet if they dig, they're going to find it. Russ, how much were the Houston Texans covering up with the police? That's what I'm saying. Like, I think they were totally covering some of it up until he said he wanted out, which I never fully understood either. Right? So DeAndre Hopkins got dealt. Then, like, what was it? 6 months later? Watson signs the contract extension, the huge extension with Houston. And then he comes back and complains that he wants out. Like, either the Texans were covering this up and let the lid blow off of it once he said he wanted out, or Watson knew this kind of shit was about to happen and he was trying to get the hell out of Houston before the lid blew off. I think it's one or the other. Maybe it's a combo of both, but wouldn't shock me at all if somewhere down the line we find out that the Texans were in on covering it up And it's definitely not going to surprise me if all of a sudden a bunch of girls come forward from South Carolina making the same types of accusations. How much would he could be worse? Be called the could be called the boner garage. He pulled the Ben Simmons or Ben pulled the Watson. Yeah, Chuck. I mean, he pulled the fucking Ben Simmons. Wait a minute. We're supposed to call him Bitch Simmons, right? Isn't that what we call him here? So basically, he wanted at-home sex like Uber Eats. Tried to be like Rob Kraft. I got to tell you, you guys here in the room, and I mean it's every week, whether it's right on cue or here on the Unhappy Gilmore Show, y'all are fantastic. You know, when I struggle and I reach for content, you guys are always there with the one-liners like this, and it cracks me up. I love it. Mr. Softy. Oh, God. Yeah. So if I had to guess, and I think the NFL, you know, they get into the whole protect the shield thing. It would not shock me if part of what they decide on Watson also is considered kind of a penalty to the Browns for what they're let's not act like this is a good look. The trade, the huge contract, the way that contract is structured to where they won't, you know, he doesn't miss out on a whole bunch of money if he gets suspended. Now they can't actually come out and say that's why they did it, but let's be honest here, that's why they did it. If I had to guess, I'm going to say 8 games. I'm going to say he gets suspended for 8 games. Hell, the first suspension might be a full season, and then he'll appeal it, and then Goodell will come back and tell him 8 games. Something along those lines. I think he ends up at 8 games. Russ, well, if O'Brien was there and he was a Penn State former coach, they know about covering things up. Yeah, well, if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle too. So, so glad Perv Boy wasn't signed here. Yeah, Lou, dude, I mean, when those rumors were floating around, I wanted to vomit. I wanted no part of Watson. I mean, really, to be honest with you, man, there was a lot of rumors because we had all that draft capital. And newfound cap space after the dead cap Wentz and Alshon Jeffrey money came out. There was talk about Russell Wilson. There was talk about Aaron Rodgers. And there was talk about Deshaun Watson. I will tell you personally, I did not want any of them. Okay? The team at that point in time, so many other holes to fill, that to take all of that draft capital and all of that cap space, which is what would have happened, we would have used all of it on one guy. Don't get me wrong, most important position on the field, I get it. But still, just one guy. And that's why I was very, very, very much against making a trade for one of the big-name quarterbacks. I was disappointed to hear that there was actually some conversation about Russell Wilson. Not that I don't like Russell Wilson. I think he's going to do a great job in Denver. But I just, you know, for us, it's not what I wanted, right? It did not feel like the right move. So I'm very, very glad that those talks didn't continue and that Russ went on to Denver. I do remember having an exchange with Chris Sack about Aaron Rodgers. Chris's stance was that he should go to Indianapolis. Good offensive line, solid roster, Jonathan Taylor. My stance was that Aaron wasn't going anywhere. He was going to stay in Green Bay because that's where he was going to get paid the most. And I believed from the beginning that Aaron was only about A.A. Ron. He did not give a good goddamn about winning anything. And, you know, unfortunately for my older brother, who's a Packers fan, I was right. I seriously, you know, we talked a little bit about this last week, and I'm still going to go back through the divisions again. I'm just not going to I'm not going to harp on it this week because we rushed through it last week when the show kind of got hijacked. But as you know, the Packers especially, I don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going to throw that football this year. You know, Christian Watson is a big wide receiver, but he's a rookie. Alan Lazard is a big wide receiver, but this is not a guy that Aaron Rodgers has proven that he trusts. And beyond that, you're talking about Sammy Sleeves and Randall Cobb. They're basically the same guy, only Cobb is 31 or 32 years old. And Cobb is only back there because Rodgers wanted him there. You know, the Packers' defense was really good last year. Their running game was really good last year. But it makes you wonder how good that defense, you know, the defense was able to stay fresh because the offense kept them off the field by sustaining drives. A huge portion of those sustained drives was Devontae Adams. 84 of his receptions last year were first down catches. Okay? 84 of them. That's extending drives. That's keeping the defense on the sideline for an extra, even if it's just an extra minute and a half, 2 minutes. That guy's gone. He caught 96. Where is that stat? I had that shit written down. Yeah, 96.1% of his catchable targets Devontae Adams caught. That's second in the league. I think I want to say Cooper Kupp was the only other one. That's all gone. In the playoff game against Frisco that they lost, as far as the wide receivers go, in that game, the wide receivers that are still on the roster attributed to 2 targets, 1 catch, 6 yards in that playoff game. Why? Because Rodgers doesn't fucking trust any of them. He trusted Adams, some running backs. That's really it. The tight end. So, I'm not saying that Green Bay won't still win the division. You know, because it is still Aaron Rodgers. What I'm saying is it might be worth taking a look at what the plus is on a wager for the Vikings to win that division. Because I can tell you now, if that Vikings team stays healthy, their offense is going to be a massive, massive problem to deal with for anyone. Except for us. We're going to kick everybody's ass this year, and everybody knows that. We covered that enough, right? Defense should be a lot of fun to watch. Where are we back to here? Russ, you know what I would like to see? I would like to see all the NFL punishments drop the week between preseason and start of the season. Yeah. NFL's never going to do that. I'm not saying you're wrong either, man. But the NFL's just not going to do that. There's too much goes into, you know, what games are put on prime time, how that could be affected. Now you piss off your networks. There's just a whole litany of shit that goes into it. That money, it's all about the money. And that's the reason why, which I'm not saying it's a good reason. I'm just saying it is the reason that we'll never see that. But you're not wrong, man. Miami and the Flores lawsuit, Deshaun Watson, and any other discipline. Money. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we'll see what happens with Flores. I could give a shit about the Dolphins, except for Lewis, you know? I mean, he's a fan, and he's a friend. But I thought Flores got an absolutely raw deal. He did a really nice job with, a kind of substandard roster down there. And they certainly didn't do anything to lose his job, except I guess he refused to tank. So here we are with the lawsuit. Keenan, money. That's what it is. It's all about the cash, brother. That's what it comes down to. All right. We're coming up on 52 minutes here. I know I I spent probably half of the show talking about the Texas shooting, but I think it was needed. It gave me a chance to get it off my chest. I hope it gave you all a chance to comment and interact and kind of get it off your chest too. Hopefully we don't have to do a whole lot of things like that. It's so fucking upsetting, man. And it's so avoidable by just, I'm not saying it's simple, but sitting on their hands doing nothing, saying, well, what's the solution? Well, go fucking try something, right? Try guarding a damn school better in an inner city area. Try something. But just sitting there waiting for the next catastrophe to happen ain't working. It sure as hell ain't working for me. Russ Taylor, they're going to announce a major suspension during the NBA Finals or the MLB All-Star Game. Yeah, right. Because the NFL can't share the spotlight with anybody, right? Well, here's something interesting, and we'll close on this. So I don't know how many of you have tried to watch the USFL. I've given it a chance in spurts. To me, the product is bad. The gameplay is bad. I may try it again here, but I don't know. So I believe next year the XFL is supposed to launch as well. So what the shit is going to happen with the USFL and the XFL? I mean, that's really going to lower some of the standard here, is it not? I mean, USFL already has enough trouble with its product, and now you're going to end up with another league that's going to water it down even more. I mean, I know that the goal of each of these leagues is to somehow become affiliated with the NFL as some sort of farm system. That's obviously what they want, because then you get the revenue stream. But my God, it's not a good product already. It's going to get even more watered down now. So, I mean, I'm happy some of these undrafted, these guys that went undrafted in the NFL, it's great to see them get a shot, because you really never know. I mean, just take a look at Hollis, right? He went undrafted and he had a really great career. So it can happen. It's just not very common. And when you water it down that much, yikes. Keenan, USFL, I'd rather watch curling. How about the cornhole tournaments? Did you watch the cornhole championships? I watched that during COVID quarantine, and they're out there playing with their cornhole championships with masks on. That was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Russ, Spurts, giggity, giggity, giggity. All right, everybody. I am going to probably get out of here. I hope you guys are enjoying this as much as I am. I really do love interacting with all of you on here. It's like I told you from the start, each week I was going to try to get better about the room. I know the first 25 minutes or so, I kind of just, I needed to let it go. I hope you're all having as much fun as I am, because I am having a blast with this. It's been great. One last thing here. Adam Lou on Facebook. Adam, I'm glad you started the show today. It's so necessary and nice to see your most. I hope you can stay in school. Thanks, Lou. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that. It's tough, especially, it should be tough for everybody, but I think it does, when you have your own kids, or if your kids are already grown, but you remember having them at that age, and my God, what those poor people must be going through. I can't even imagine it. So, Keenan, Russ, Lou, who am I missing here? Chuck. Am I missing anybody else? Kevin. I try to get everybody in here. Everybody in the room, thank you again so much for joining me. Here every Wednesday night. And it should be, hopefully going forward, we've got some more fun stuff to talk about. I know football's going to kind of take a back seat. They're going to fade off a little bit. I'll try to keep you pumping a little bit. check out playoff hockey. You know, I know if hockey's not really your thing, I get it, but hard to match the intensity of playoff hockey, in particular when you get late in the fourth and it's a tie game or a one-goal game, or God forbid you get to overtime. I mean, woof, that is that's a lot of fun. In my opinion, the best postseason in sports is the NCAA tournament, but playoff hockey, it definitely holds its own. So, all right, everybody. Thank you again for joining the Unhappy Gilmore Show here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Green Legion Radio, not by DB Cooper or Hidden Valley Ranch, though I do love the bacon flavor. You guys, enjoy your evening, and I will see you next Wednesday. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. Thanks again. Have a great night.